This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show. This session of the radio show shares the audio recording of the Franklin Housing Authority meeting held on Monday, February 7, 2022, in the Common Room at Central Park Terrace, in and amongst the Housing Authority located there. Participating were the full membership of the board, Chair George Dinello and Lisa Audette were the key speakers. Most of the time, other board members chimed in as necessary. The recording of the meeting runs approximately 40 minutes. The show notes included the meeting agenda doc. So let's listen to the Housing Authority meeting of Monday, February 7.
Okay. Seeing that it's 4:30, let's call the meeting to order. In your packet is the meeting minutes of January 10th. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Is a motion and a second. Any comments, questions, changes? Hearing none, all in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. Also in your packet is accounts payable for January 2022. Totaling $112,491.45.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion and a second. Questions, comments?
Only comments again, Lisa. Good to see when we have to use businesses for services, it's good to see the Franklin businesses on there.
I agree completely.
I know this case is where we cannot worry.
Chair, just a reminder that the meeting is being recorded for Franklin Radio.
Yep.
There you go. Any other comments or questions? Do you want to see that?
No, we're good.
Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. Also in your packet is Capital One charges for December 2021, totaling $1,372.70.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Comments or questions? Hearing none, all's in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. The director's report.
Okay. We have some trainings coming up, and January's training actually ended up getting canceled because there was not enough participation in January. I think it was pretty close after the holidays and it just didn't work out. But they seem to have people signing up for the upcoming trainings at Mass General. The Blizzard of 22, the guys did an amazing job. They worked 23 hours outside of their regular work schedule. They really did an outstanding job. Given the amount of snow and the length of that storm, kudos to them, I gotta say. The residents were happy as well. Also, we had a nice storm this weekend that we ended up using 36 man hours and cleaned up pretty well, but as you know, the thaw and the refreeze is always a challenge, so they'll be checking on that on a regular basis as well. We have a new resident service coordinator who is helping with getting the share application completed, and in January, we received $10,637 additional dollars from the SHARA program. So that is up as well.
Lisa, if for next month, if you could just tell us how long she's been here and how much she's brought in that we would not have had in a similar type of period of time.
Okay, I did that in the fall.
Yep.
This is just in addition to that, so that'll be very easy.
And she started, what, in July, August?
June.
Oh, is it June? Okay.
But it was, she had only, I don't think we paid her $1,500 last year.
$1,500 bucks. Yeah. And how much, roughly?
Over $60,000.
Yeah.
Return.
And you between think the two agencies, I'm sorry.
And you think that's a good investment?
I think we did good. Yes. Yep, excellent. Bank balances for your review are in the packet. Right now, well, as of last Wednesday when the packets went out, we had a total of 8,998 people on our waiting list hoping to live in Franklin. think we also have the locals on that list for your review. There's 315 or so of local residents. The current rent roll is at 97.
Lisa, where is that?
The right column.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The rent roll is...
I'm sorry, Lisa. Can I ask a quick question about that?
Yes, certainly.
So with those 8,000 people that are on that list currently, how many people from Franklin, I'm sorry, that aren't from Franklin, would be ahead of Franklin residents?
How many people would be ahead of Franklin residents that are on the list?
Yeah.
We would really have to pull the list and look at where Franklin residents start, but last I pulled a senior list, it was about, well, you can see there's 2,100 seniors on the list, mm-hmm. and last week when I gave it a look, there, I believe there were like 60 or 65 before we got to the locals.
And that's all because those are all emergencies of some
emergencies,
sort of
emergencies, homeless, yeah. transfers, things of that nature, veterans.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The rent roll is listed in your director's report here. We're up about 4,000 from last year at this time.
And that's with 11 vacancies.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is. Yes. And that is the next thing on my list is the vacancies. We still have 3 congregate. 7 in the one-bedroom vacancies, but 4 of those are the fire units. 1 will be leased tomorrow, and 2 are being prepared for new tenants. We have 1 family unit that is also vacant, and that is being worked on for a transfer. So we'll be transferring one of our tenants into that unit and renting the one that they're coming out of once they...
So they're going from a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom?
They're going from a 3 to a 2.
3 to a 2,
yes.
3 to a 2?
Yes.
Okay.
And in January, we leased 2 units, and both of them were transfers. Okay. And I wanted to give you a quick update on the congregate that the coordinator has 6 applicants. They're doing assessments on. They've shown the congregate facility to 4 of these. They're waiting. 2 others are waiting for transportation to go and look at the facility because it's not worth doing the assessment unless you're sure that they are willing to live in a group setting like that. So we have pretty much 4 active right now. So hopefully they can get the medical records and things of that nature that they need to close out these units,
okay.
fill up these units. Like I said, 4 of the one bedrooms are the fire units, and I wanted also to update you on that building. If you recall, last month we were at this park where electricity and insulation was being completed. Right now, all the walls and ceilings are installed and painted. Cabinets are installed. Interior doors are installed and painted. They're working on tubs around and shelving. And the electricians were going to be finishing up some of their finish work today, and they're hoping to be done in the next 3 weeks.
So March 1st, move-in day possible?
Hopefully, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Now, the people that have those units, other than, of course, 1, mm-hmm. are they going back in there?
I believe 1 tenant is going to be looking to go back, and the others are happy where they are now.
Within the housing authority?
Yes, okay. That's correct. So, also the appointment roster is in your report there, and our next meeting is currently scheduled for March 9th, which is the second Monday.
Motion to accept the secretary's report.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any other comments or questions? Before we go further, does anybody have an issue with March 9th for the next meeting?
Just checking. I don't believe so.
Okay.
March 9th. So that's the Wednesday, right?
No. It's a Monday, isn't it?
Is it? It should be the second Monday.
You're looking at February, I think.
No, I got March 2022. I'm showing March 9th as a Wednesday.
Oh. No, I'm sorry. It's the 14th. It's March 14th.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I might have been looking at the wrong day there.
Yeah. Now, can we do it on March 9th? Because I'll be away on that week of the 14th. If you can't, that's fine.
Can we do it the 7th and keep it on Mondays?
Absolutely. I'm fine with that.
Because Wednesdays are not good for me.
Yep. I'm fine with the 7th if we can pull that off. If not, then,
George?
I won't be here, but I'm fine.
I believe I've already marked it in the 7th. That's why the 9th threw me off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have it in my calendar as the 7th.
Oh, you do?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
For March?
Yeah.
See, you changed the date last month when we were talking about it. You probably did March instead of February.
No, I did. I always,
okay.
Yeah. All right, so is everyone good for March 7th?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank
you. All right,
so
let's make that change.
Perfect.
Okay. Motion to accept the Secretary's report as amended.
As amended, yes.
Thank you.
Second.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. In your packet is operating statements for December. Is there a motion?
Motion to accept.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Comments, questions?
Lisa, how's the auditor doing?
The auditor?
Rick.
Oh, he is doing a little better than he was. He is continuing with his clients, and he has somebody in there to help him with some of the computer work just because he can't hold his arms up all day anymore.
Did he get bit by a tick or something?
No, they seem to think it's because he got his COVID test his COVID booster and his flu shot and some other shot, like all within a small period of time. That they just kind of.
Was it the shingles?
It might have been, I'm not sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, tell him we were asking for him, please.
I will, thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say about the financials, Lisa, for 12 or 31?
No, we're getting towards the end of the budget year.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping to get some more admin fees before the end of the budget year, but...
Lisa, that's awesome. Okay. Any other further questions, comments? If not, all those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. CPC update.
There is none at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Feely.
You're welcome.
Any correspondence?
I have none.
Old business, you already updated us on the 667-1. Is there anything else on the old business?
There is not.
All right, so let's go to the fish contracts. First one up is 101-156, low bidder contract approval, 200-1 furnace replacement.
Okay, I believe that was a piece of paper that I left on the table for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so this contract, this is the low bidder, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about what this contract shows. The base bid was the 249,288, but there are four alternates. The alternates are, as you know, the governor is looking to reduce the carbon footprint by 2050. We're looking to try to be as energy efficient, if not all efficient. This is a small step to move forward with reducing the pollution, in that there are 9 furnaces in the family development, the 200 development, that are 20 years old or older. So we're looking to replace all 9 of them. But the initiative that I'm working on with DHCD is to replace them not with oil or gas burners, but to replace them with more efficient mini splits. And because they're oil-fired hot air furnaces, the base bid is to replace five of those units with the electric mini split on the bottom, using the current air ducts to heat and cool the first floor, but the second floor would have individual mini splits in the bedrooms to heat and cool the bedrooms. The alternates are listed individually, four individual alternates at $32,000, I think it was each. $32,000 and change. Those are for the four ranch style units that also need new furnaces, and I'm hoping to get that in this project. They were estimated out at that price each, $32,206. So the initial bid of $249 is higher than the amount of money that DHCD has already awarded us for this project. So I'm quite certain I'm going to be able to get them to award at least up to the $250,000. However, I'm giving a big push for the additional $32,000 for the other four units.
So around $130,000?
Hopeful that we'll be able to get that. I've been working with DHCD on little other projects, such as the mini splits we put in the 96 elderly units, how well they're working, what are the complaints, what are the costs involved. You know, they're taking our time and using that hopefully as leverage to be able to get something in return for the time and energy that we're giving back to them. So
that's the ultimate goal then is to get the 378,112, correct?
Yes, that would be construction costs.
Right.
On top of that would be the architect fee and the admin fee.
Right.
So okay. I'm hoping for the big
right.
For the full amount.
So when will you know?
I'm hoping to know within the next couple of weeks.
Oh, okay, good.
So a board vote would be appreciated to accept the low bidder based on the base bid.
Right, which is 249, 288?
Yes, and pending DHCD funding availability for that, and if additional funding is available for the alternates, to approve that. That way, when the contract comes through, the chairman will be able to sign it without calling a special meeting.
So moved.
Second.
George, I have a question.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So when you were talking about the two-story units, and you said they were going to put a mini split in the bedroom for heating and air conditioning, what about the rest of the unit? Are they assuming that can take care of the whole unit?
The first floor will put a unit in the basement and use the current ductwork for the first floor.
Yeah.
But they don't think that it will reach high enough to affect the second floor as it should, so they'd be putting individuals in the bedrooms upstairs with an outside unit. So there would be two separate units for the two-floor buildings.
Right, but so they are making the assumption that split in the bedroom will cover that whole second unit sufficiently.
There'll be a mini split in each, say, a two-bedroom unit will have two mini splits in the second floor.
Okay.
They don't have air right now, do they, air conditioning?
They don't.
So this would be in addition.
Yes, and they pay their utilities, so they can keep it as cool or as comfortable as they want.
Right.
Without, you know, it'll be much more efficient in that the air conditioners allow outside air in all the time.
Right.
And we don't require them to take out their air conditioner out of their window in the winter, which, as you know, creates.
Oh yeah, it just sucks.
It just takes all
the air right in,
heat
right
out and the cold air in.
Right.
But they're paying the utilities, so we don't force them to take that out.
So I got a question. This may sound crazy, but our ongoing solar program, does that assist us at all in some project like this?
Not the families, actually, no.
No.
That solar project gives us credits on our electric bill for all of the senior developments. But the families pay their own. Many of them are on a low-income program. And several would get fuel assistance as well.
The units themselves, they're situated for the upper floors. They fix them on the outside of the building, correct?
Yes, the condenser,
Okay. My final question. So our negotiation to get 667-1 fixed with the fire, all that good feeling, does that help in this case with DHCD? So it couldn't help us. It can't hurt us.
It certainly doesn't hurt us. I have a good relationship with the senior DHCD, representatives, and we work well with them, and I try to help them whenever I can, and hopefully that helps us in the long run.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Go ahead, Alan. Just announce who you are and your address.
Alan Earls, 23 Marvin Avenue. I'm just wondering how you heat the bathrooms on the second floor units if there's only heating in the bedrooms. Is that an issue with keeping pipes from freezing?
I would have to look at the plans, but I'm sure they're not leaving the bath. The bathrooms are on the second floor in the two-floor units. I'd have to look. I don't know if they're looking to put in just a small, electric unit. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you.
So theoretically, those tenants will see a more efficient electricity bill.
Their electricity bill will likely go up.
Go up.
The oil bill
will go down.
Will be
non-existent.
And the oil is very expensive, and when you need oil, you need it, and you need it now. So they will be on a system where they're not going to run out of heat, or the electricity will always be there.
How many units is this?
We're hoping to take care of 9 units right now.
Have you started educating them yet?
We have. This is a DHCD initiative that we applied for last year, and we were hoping we would have them done by now, but obviously with COVID and everything, it just didn't happen.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you, Lisa. It was excellent. Fish contract 101.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. I didn't have a vote or a second. If I didn't write it down, I apologize.
Motion and a second by Mr. Brunelli.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Fish contract 101-165, Winter Street Emergency Boiler Replacement Project.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Lisa?
Okay, this emergency project is due to a boiler going down. As you, as the board members are aware, we did have one of our 3 boilers go down at the Winter Street property, which houses 29 units. We have applied through DECAM for an emergency waiver so we can move forward with the bidding process and the construction. We were granted the waiver, and we have had about 5 contractors in to give prices. I've had 2 contractors say that they are not going to bid, and we're waiting, and I believe we'll get either 2 or 3 competitive bids in for that, and hopefully can get that done. The problem with this time of year, we may need to bring in an exterior boiler in the building for the building to keep the heat up and running while the other units are being. Yes, so that would add cost to the project, obviously. But we have been awarded emergency funds through DHCD. We'll be seeing that award come through in the next month or two, and DHCD will be funding it.
Has the individual tenant that sent the email been made aware of this?
We've been doing call and walls in that building like twice last week, and we haven't done one yet this week, but trying to keep people ahead of what's going on, knowing where we are in the process. Maintenance has been checking the building on a regular basis. I was in the building on Friday myself. As you know, we had the ice storm. There is plenty of heat in that building. I am not, I don't know who the tenant, who the family member of a tenant that made a report, but everybody's been informed.
Is somebody checking it on a Saturday and a Sunday and a holiday?
Yes,
okay.
On call.
Good. Any other comments or questions? Lisa, anything else?
No, not with that item.
All those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you. Tenant board member position.
I wanted to once again put this on the agenda because we will need to speak with the town clerk and give her the regulation on the tenant board member. We will need to advertise about 2 months ahead of any time when we're looking for the position to be filled. So I'm thinking that's going to be sometime in March, and I wanted to make sure that all of the board members are aware that we will be filling the next vacant seat with a resident, with a tenant board member, if we get somebody who's interested. Every resident will be given a letter letting them know what the process is, and hopefully we can get some good residents to step up and sit on our board with us.
All right, so let's walk through the process. So you educate the tenants. They have to file this second page with the town clerk.
Yes.
And then does the applications go directly to Jamie and the council, or do they come back here? How does that work?
We will not get the applications. They'll stay at town hall, and I assume the clerk will gather them up until the cutoff point and bring them up to the town administrator, where he will decide if he wants to check references or check with, you know, the board members or the housing authority, or maybe you might even call the person, I don't know. But the town council will vote on that position.
On Jamie's recommendation?
Yes.
And they have to be seated for June or for September?
They will be seated for whenever there is an open position. So whenever a position is open, that's when they will start.
That's when,
okay,
the process will start. That's when the process will start.
The process starts in May.
The process, we know that we have an opening at least in June. So we know that we're going to have to start the process soon so that we can get somebody seated in June or July, you know, during recess maybe.
Yeah.
All right, is there a motion?
What could the motion be?
No, I don't think we...
Oh, you don't want a motion on this, on the process, or...?
No, it's not our process.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? We will certainly...
The letter of the package is helpful.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The letter, it looks like a draft notice to tenants. I thought this was really helpful. I think anyone learning about this for the first time is going to find this very helpful.
This is a DHCD template letter, as well as the application. It's from DHCD's guidelines.
Okay.
Now, do they, without looking at the letter closely, does the tenant, if we have one, a tenant appointee, would they be required to go through the commissioner training like all of us have?
The Mass Narrow training is optional, but the ethics training is mandatory, as is a DHCD training will be mandatory. they will have to do that.
But the board member certification program is not a requirement for them, correct?
Not a requirement. No. It's encouraged because, yeah, as you know, there's a lot of really good information.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Franklin, we have the book that we give out to new commissioners as well that explains the programs,
right,
and that basic information as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other comments, questions? All right, moving along. Management agreement with Norfolk. Lisa?
Okay. Before you, we have a new management agreement that increases the value of the contract between the Norfolk and the Franklin Housing Authorities. We recently voted on an increase, and this was before the new DHCD salary schedules came out. And the new salary schedules schedule allows a slighter, higher increase than we voted on previously. So I am looking for the vote, the board to vote to approve the increase to $66,925.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Chris, second by Diane. Other comments, questions? Anything else, Lisa, you want to add into that?
No, the Norfolk board will be looking at this at their February meeting as well, but they're well informed already, so.
I'm sure they're thrilled with the price, considering what you do for them.
Thank you.
Anything else, any other comments? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. The next three bullet points have to do with the executive director's contract and compensation. Lisa, did you want to start off with this?
Sure. The first thing is the ED compensation from the Norfolk contract that we just voted on. DHCD allows for an agency our size, which is 218 units, to allow the executive director up to 30% of that contract for their compensation. And notice that a smaller agency, if you have 199 units, the director can get up to 40%. So we kind of just missed that. But 30% would be the maximum that the board can vote for my compensation in regards to the Norfolk contract.
Is there a motion?
I have a worksheet on the back.
Yeah, it's a worksheet in the back.
So we're making a motion to allow the 30%.
Yes.
I make a motion that we approve the allowance of 30%.
Second.
A motion and a second. Other comments or questions?
Was that Peter?
Peter was second.
Chris.
Thank you.
Now, motion by Chris, second by Peter. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
The new DHCD salary schedule for the executive director.
Okay, everything at once. I want to point out to you that the previous salary is listed on the top of the schedule. Full-time hours are 37.5, and you know that just...
You'd love to work those hours,
I would,
right?
Love to work those hours.
It's more like 75 hours, isn't it?
No,
something
not
like that?
Not that much. So the previous salary is there. I want to also point out to you...
this number right here.
Yes, that's correct. That we have a new program now in that section at the bottom, number 14. That section is supporting Senior Housing Initiative through EOEA. And that's the position that we have here. Brittany, she does a fantastic job. We have an everyday lunch program. We have a newsletter going out now. She's participating with the rent reviews, helping people get paperwork. It's a great, great program. But because of that program, if you look on the second page, we have eight programs of our own. I'm sorry, the third page. That increases the eight programs that we previously had to nine programs, which adds another $2,000 to the contract amount. So basically, DHCD has, well, they haven't given any increases to executive directors since 2017. So my last raise went into effect in 2018 because we're in April 1st budget year. So so this would go into effect for April 1st, 2022. So it would be 4 years. They're allowing a 5% increase to the base of the salary schedule. They haven't increased any of the program factors or anything else on that. So it's not a true 5%, but it's much better than, way better than 0% that we've gotten in the last 4 years.
Is that all?
That's it.
I make a motion to increase the base by 5%.
There's a motion by Chris.
And just, you know, as allowed by the DHCD. Second.
Good with that?
Yes.
Yep. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Thank you very much.
That will go into effect April 1st only after DHCD approval.
Right. You don't expect any...
No.
Whatever it is, if it goes past that, it's just retro back, correct?
Correct.
Good. Executive director contract.
Okay, so as you know, my contract expires the end of March. We have discussed with Attorney Randazzo what the best way to proceed would be, because there is a DHCD template contract that's available for executive directors. However, there is litigation regarding that contract, and so
the template, not your
template.
Contract.
Right, I was going to say, let's be clear about that.
Yeah, not your contract, the template.
Not you specifically.
Correct. Yeah. There's litigation regarding the DHCD template contract. So through my conversations with the attorney, I think the best option for me is to hopefully have my current contract extended rather than entering into the DHCD contract at this time. And I am looking for a 5-year extension on the contract.
So make a motion that we extend the contract to the 5 years in hope that she stays with us the whole 5 years.
I'm going to second that motion so we can discuss that.
Yeah, so let's discuss that. So there's a motion and a second. Let me just point out also, so Lisa and I have been discussing this for maybe a month. And we put together a call with myself and Chris and the attorney, Michelle Randazzo, and we went over a number of options. And she clearly thought, since DHCD, there would be no resolution to the lawsuit for probably years, unless something, you know, out of the ordinary happens and moves this thing along.
So that'll be in limbo for quite some time.
Quite some time. So my feeling as the chairman, I wanted to make sure that we took care of Lisa, you know, gave her a contract that was fair and reasonable. And it was Michelle's advice just to actually, the suggestion came from Chris to just to extend the contract. And Michelle thought that was the best strategy at this point in time, mm-hmm. having the information that we had at this point in time. Mm-hmm. Michelle thought about it for a couple of days and she came back and she said she concurred and said that was probably the best strategy to do, considering everything that surrounds all of these issues for every single executive director. And so that's where we are today.
Yep.
And we have a specific motion that she wants to have read in.
Okay.
To the minutes, so I will, I don't know, how do we want to amend that?
No, if Peter wishes, he should withdraw his motion.
I will withdraw my motion.
Okay. And if you want to just read the bracketed.
Yep.
That's her words.
I move that the board vote to further extend the existing employment agreement with Executive Director Lisa M. Audette, originally dated April 14th, 2014, and extended through March 31st, 2022 by prior vote of the board, for a 5-year term commencing on April 1st, 2022 and running through March 31st, 2027.
Is a motion?
Second.
Is a second. Comments, questions on that? Lisa, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Also, the chairman and vice chair asked the attorney about if there is a settlement on the DHCD template contract before the 5 years is up, we restricted from entering in that, and that there would be no restriction.
That's correct. We want to give ourselves as much flexibility as possible to be fair to Lisa. So, you know, the guidance from the attorney was that would be the best way to do it. Anything you want to add to that?
The key thing was there's some pension concerns that, depending upon how that falls, we can then adjust in Lisa's favor.
That's correct.
Given that choice, as opposed to not doing anything, right, and then not being able to do it.
Right.
Very good.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Very
Thank
much
you.
Deserved.
Is that it, George?
Is there any other new business? Hearing none?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you, everybody.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.